So I'm a critical person by nature. That'll come into play in just a second, but that's just kind of how I am. It's not great. The Lord's working on me, but it's there. I've said this probably once or twice. Some of you may know this, but there was a point last year where we were praying for my uncle because he had cancer, and he wasn't a believer. His name's Paco, and he was a scoffer his whole life. The Zapata men are stubborn, very stubborn. And there are a number of other traits we share, like loving hot sauce, loving spicy food. And my uncle would go to, he'd bring hot sauce with him everywhere. Very interesting. But I thought, that was a great idea. I need to toss some in my car. But they are down in Houston, and he was a scoffer his whole life. He married a believer who was wonderful. She was very sweet, walked with him without taking offense to his jokes. And they raised their kids to be believers. She would read them scripture every night. And one of them now, my cousin, is a wonderful dude that is a deacon at his church. So they all go to church at this tiny little church down in Friendswood. And Paco would go along. He would sit, you know, stand and sit with everybody else, but it really wasn't his thing. He'd make jokes about religion, all religion. My dad is actually Jewish, so we're praying for that too. But he would make jokes about Christianity, about Jews, and he'd go to these small group gatherings because his wife would go, and he got along, and he was funny and likable. But when it got to Bible study, you know, he was always the one that was kind of the outsider and would make jokes when it got serious or uncomfortable or whatever. He was a scoffer. That's what he was. So these people loved him really, really well. He'd go to these small group gatherings, eat all their food with his own hot sauce that he brought, and they just loved him. They walked with him for a long time, and then he got cancer. And that's about the time that I entered the story. There's some family junk that has gone on in the Zapata side for generations, and I was not a part of the family for a long time. I kind of ostracized myself, and so I came back, and I wanted to say, to spend what little time I had left with my uncle, who was a part of my childhood, but I didn't talk to for a while. And so we're down there. I brought a guitar because that's how I deal with things. And also I can stand and talk with somebody and play guitar, especially at family gatherings. I just need something in my hand, something to do. And they don't have a piano, so I had to bring my instrument. So I was there, and we sang and had a good time. Jamie sang with me. And that's one of the greatest bits of grace. You know, the Lord gives you little pieces of grace that you often take for granted. And I've said this before, but I often take it for granted, except that I get to sing next to my wife and do something that I feel like the Lord has really called me to do, and she's right there with me, and we get to do it together, and that's wonderful. It really is one of the greatest graces in my life. So we sang, and Paco loved it, and we were planning to go back down one more time because he wanted to hear us sing, and then he passed on. And so this reunion that was kind of planned turned into a funeral, and we were asked to sing at the funeral. And so we went and we sang, and it went really well. But we wanted to stay with the family, so that was on a Saturday. Sunday morning, we go to church because I wanted to be with the family, and we were all going to church at this little church. And we walk in, and like I said, I'm a critical person. And there are, you know, words on the screen like we have here, but yeah, someone needs to take me out back. If you walk in, and there were four words on the screen, all of them were yeah. And I don't think yeah should ever be in music. I just was raised that way. My mom was an opera singer. Yeah, you shouldn't be saying yeah anyway. But that's what I was told, right? And so when it's in music, it's even worse. And so we're standing there, and the first song, the beginning of it is yeah, yeah, yeah. And it just goes, I mean, we're singing yeah. And I was like, I can't take this. And in my heart, I'm just being so critical. I'm like, who's doing this? Why are they, you know, doing it this way and whatever? And so the first song goes through. The second song comes up. I'm sitting there, same heart. The third song comes through. Another cheesy. I mean, my cheese meter is just going off the charts. Sandy Patty would have been uncomfortable. And I don't mean that derogatorily, but I kind of mean that derogatorily. And so I'm there, and it felt like, not physically, but just that chastisement, like the that you feel like when you've done something bad or you said something that you shouldn't have said or whatever, and you just feel like, you know, your mom is right there just ready to smack you. Like, maybe it was different for you guys, but I felt like that. All of a sudden, I felt like the Lord said, hey, dummy, you know, knocked me on the head and said, you know that these are the people, this is the church that saved your uncle, that for years, over 70 years, he was a scoffer. And it was this church, with these people, with this cheesy music that saved him, that I used to save him. So maybe it's not about whether or not you like the song. Maybe it's not about whether or not you think it's cheesy or cool or the chord progression is fun or it's not fun or it's not a hymn or it is a hymn and all of those things. The scripture tells us to make a joyful noise to the Lord. And the King James Version I like says make a loud noise. I don't think that was in the original manuscript, but it's there. King James. Anyway, the point of the matter was I felt like the Lord said, it's about me, dummy. It's about me. And so there I am in this little church, and I started singing with my heart. Full on, because the Lord's worthy of praise, whether or not we like the song, whether or not we feel like it that morning. He's worthy. He's worthy, because he saves. He's powerful, and he loves us. And so we praise him, because that's what we were made to do. So for the last year, that's been what I've contemplated. And I know I'm probably the only one who's critical and doesn't like certain songs.